I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for December 15th, 2014 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Husman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All six members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome you to our evening meeting. There are agendas on the two side tables, and if you have an issue that you want to speak, address council on, please let me know when we get to that in the agenda. At this time, I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Husman.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, we do have some this evening that were left at your council seats. And as agenda item 11, I would like to add reappointments to the Zoning Board of Appeals. As 11A, Resolution Number 25-2014, reappointing Mark Clark. As 11B, Resolution Number 26-2014, reappointing Carol Lindhuber. As agenda item 12, would like to add Ordinance 65-2014, accepting the proposal of Pogomire Design Group, or PDG for short, to assist with revisions of the zoning code. Also, with Mrs. Westphal's permission, I'd like to add 5C, appoint new member of council and seat the new member of council. Mrs. Westphal, any additional items?
Nothing, further, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council? Hearing none. Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on December 1st. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the December 1st, 2014 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from December 1st, 2014 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item 5 is committee reports, and I know you had your report already at the Committee of the Whole meeting, Mr. Lukey, but I think it's appropriate to have it in the council record.
No, I'm happy to do that, Mr. Mayor. This is related to the meeting of the Employee and Community Relations Committee last Wednesday, December 10th at 6 o'clock for the purpose of interviewing candidates for the vacant council seat. The meeting was intended to be the first of a two-part process. The meeting on last Wednesday for council to hear presentations by the 8 individuals who expressed interest in the seat vacated by Mr. Brown. And then the second phase, which took place tonight, the Committee of the Whole meeting, to select a recommendation. All 8 candidates were given an opportunity to speak for 15 minutes. They were given an opportunity to have a brief 3 or 4 minute presentation and then follow with questions and answers by members of council. Candidates picked their slot. It was a random draw on what order they went, and all candidates agreed to leave the room until their turn to eliminate potential unfairness against those folks who might be in the room and had an opportunity to go last, therefore having a chance to hear the other discussions. So council heard from Mr. Dan Arnold, Jennifer Archer, Richard Sands, Brian McCann, Patrick Kreiner, Anthony Spinazzi, Gary Noonan, and Jason Mishka. Council, at the end of the meeting, made a point to congratulate all of the candidates for their strong presence and comments I think there was a general feeling that all of them were a credit to the community and highly qualified. We adjourned at 8:04.
Thank you, Mr. Lukey. And then there was the committee of the whole meeting held this evening at 7:00 p.m. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We held a committee of the whole meeting tonight at 7:00 on Monday, December 15th. And through that process, we engaged in a balloting process of 3 votes. Our first vote, we narrowed down to the top 4 candidates. Second vote, we narrowed down to the top 3 candidates. And then our final ballot process, we narrowed it down to the final candidate. And the individual who then was approved to be advanced to City Council is Mr. Jason Mishka. And all members of council were present. So with that, I'll move forward with the motion. I move that Jason Mishka be appointed to fill the open seat on Sylvania City Council.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to appoint Jason Mishka to become the new member of council to fulfill the remaining term of Mike Brown through the end of next year. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations, Jason. Please come up and the law director will read you an oath of office, and then you're welcome to join us at the table. Mr. Mishka, you are joining us midterm, and the seating arrangement is left over. Actually, you're not the first replacement. There have been 2 before, and I would mention to City Council, if they choose to want to change their seating arrangement, they're welcome to do that. I don't know that there's any reason to, but that's fine with me. You can do it beginning of next year. There seems to be some sort of a problem over here.
We could put you before.
Believe it or not, that was a real issue with the council a number of years ago, who had to sit next to who. And this is kind of left over. But this council is in place through the end of next year. That doesn't mean you can't make changes. All right, we are now up to agenda item 6, which is a very important issue to us. This is to make certain adjustments to account allocations within the fund appropriations for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2014. Mr. Schroyer, why don't you tell us about this ordinance?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is our annual adjustment ordinance we do at the end of the year. One thing I wanted to make a note of, the general fund, our operational fund, we stayed within the original budget that was passed at the end of last year, and also the capital improvement fund, we stayed within the budget. So a lot of it, what you see, is moving money around within the general fund, but we did not have to increase the appropriation in that general fund. So with that, I recommend we pass this ordinance.
Any questions for Mr. Schroyer? If not, Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 62-2014. All members of council, having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. To make certain adjustments to account to account allocations within the fund appropriations for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2014, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 62-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 62-2014.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 62-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 62-2014 is approved. I'd like to give my thanks to Mr. Schroyer and to Mrs. Booker for their hard work in aligning our budgets here at the end of the year. It is very heartening to me that we did not have to increase any spending limits, but we did it within our general fund allocations as were established late last year. So thank you for your efforts and thank you for City Council for approving those changes. We have two pay ordinances coming up now, and it's broken into two pieces. One is for actual pay increases, and the second is for one-time lump sum payments to be paid to match those guaranteed in the union contracts. The first of these two is proposed ordinance 63-2014, and this is very similar or identical, except for some of the actual listed amounts, but it's a 1% pay increase for some, but not all employees. Mr. Schroyer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is our, next year will be our third and last year for our union contracts. This ordinance is very similar to our non-union ordinance last year and also the last year of the union member contracts. Certain upper level positions, there is no pay increase. And then other positions, there's a 1% pay increase. I recommend that pass this ordinance tonight.
Any questions for Mr. Schroyer? Mr. Lupke.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 63-2014. Copies have been made available previously to members of council. Therefore, I'll read by title only. Making certain position and compensation pay plan changes, making certain salary, wage, and other service compensation adjustments to the codified ordinance of Sylvania 1979 as amended, and other ordinances. By granting pay increases to some of the appointed officials whose titles are listed in section 139.03E3, with all the increases provided herein for the treasurer and director of finance being allocated to the director of finance, and with the increase provided herein for the director of public safety being allocated to the director of public service. By granting a 1% pay increase to all non-union city employees and court employees whose positions are included in the list of occupational titles of section 139.02A of the codified ordinance of Sylvania, which increase is reflected in the annual wage rate schedule 4 of section 139.10D of the Sylvania codified ordinances. By granting pay increases for some of the employees in the labor and trade supervision group, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 63-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So you don't have to read that title again, Mr.
My annual moment in the sun, Mr. Mayor.
Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 63-2014.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 63-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 63-2014 is approved. Agenda item 8, proposed ordinance 64-2014 is a companion issue, also matching the union contracts with one-time lump sum additional payments to full-time employees. Mr. Schroyer.
Yeah, I'd just like to also add, Mr. Mayor, that there is part-time employees also receive a lower level bonus.
A partial of the
other payment. And
yes.
These payments do not increase the base pay of the employees. They're one-time lump sum payments. It will not be reflected in the base pay going forward. And so I recommend passing the ordinance.
Any questions for Mr. Schroyer? And this is the third year of a similar ordinance. Mr. Lukey?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to introduce ordinance number 64, 2014. Copies have previously been made available to members of council, therefore I'll read by title only, providing for one-time lump sum additional payments to be paid on the first full pay period of January 2015 to some of the full-time, non-union employees and court employees whose positions are included in the list of occupational titles of Section 139.02A and 139.03D3 and 4, providing for one-time lump sum payments to be paid on the first full pay date of January 2015 to some of the part-time, non-union city and court employees whose positions are included in the list of occupational titles of Section 139.02A and 139.03D3 and 4, and waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that ordinance number 64, 2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 64, 2014.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 64, 2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 64, 2014 is approved. Thank you. Agenda item 9 is committee reports. We already had a couple tonight. Are there any additional committee reports to be made at this time? And item 10 is for any committee referrals at this time. Hearing none, we'll go on to added agenda item 11, which are reappointments to the Zoning Board of Appeals. This is ordered legislation from our meeting on December the 1st, and you received at your places tonight ordinance or resolutions 25, 2014 and 26, 2014. We will start with 25, 2014, which is to reappoint Mark Clark. Mr. Lukey.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to introduce resolution number 25, 2014. Copies have previously been made available to members of council. Therefore, I'll read by title only, reappointing Mark Clark to the Zoning Board of Appeals, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. Moved and seconded that resolution number 25, 2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of resolution number 25, 2014.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 25, 2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 25, 2014 is approved. We also have resolution number 26, 2014 reappointing Carol Lindhuber to the Board of Zoning Appeals. She is present tonight and she is present at most council meetings. We appreciate that. Mr. Lukey.
I'd like to introduce resolution number 26, 2014. Copies have previously been made available to members of council. Therefore, I'll read by title only, reappointing Carol Lindhuber to the Zoning Board of Appeals, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that resolution number 26, 2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of resolution number 26, 2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 26, 2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 26, 2014 is approved. Thank you, Mrs. Lindhuber. We appreciate your continued service to our city. On to added agenda item 12. You have in front of you ordinance 2014. This is to accept the proposal of Pogemeyer Design Group to assist with the revisions of the zoning code. I have not seen this ordinance. Either Mr. Aller or Mrs. Brining, who would like to tell me about this? I'm familiar with what's going on, but we didn't have it at the last meeting.
I'll be happy to. Thank you, Mayor. This is the proposal from the Pogemeyer Design Group to assist us with the revision of our zoning code, update our zoning map, and form our design review guidelines into a cohesive unit that makes sense rather than kind of how it's piecemeal in different sections of our zoning code. We the original proposal was for an additional amount to also do some work with our community reinvestment areas. We've deleted that from the proposal, so, which was an additional $6,200. So the total amount we're requesting is $23,500, which includes all of the assistance to update our zoning code, zoning map, and design review guidelines, which is a pretty substantial amount of work. So I would request that this ordinance be approved.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Haynes.
Excuse me. I'm coming down a cold, I think. I did have an opportunity to talk with Randy Mielnick, who...
He was at our earlier reception.
Right, and he prepared the proposal and told him, I think there was a small misunderstanding about our, he was of the opinion that we were maybe seeking some assistance in recrafting our CRAs, and I told him I thought we could do that ourselves, and we were confident doing that.
We have done that.
Yeah, and we'll continue to do that.
I believe in the practice management work, that's called selling up.
Well, might be, might be. But the key thing I wanted to confirm with him was that when we struck that from the contract, including that contract amount, that he was prepared to go forward with the contract at the amounts quoted for the first two items, and he was. And he's eager to get started, and so am I, to see if we've talked about this now for a couple of months, and we're ready to get going on it. So
very good. Would you like to introduce Ordinance 65-2014?
Certainly. Mr. Mayor, I move adoption of Ordinance Number 65-2014. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only, accepting the proposal of Pogemeyer Design Group to assist the City of Sylvania with the revision of its zoning code, design review guidelines, and updating its zoning map, appropriating funds therefore in an amount not to exceed $23,500, waiving the second and third reading, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 65-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, Ordinance Number 65-2014.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 65-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 65-2014 is approved. And that appears to be our final ordinance of 2014. We have come to the end of our agenda. If you flip your agendas over, however, you'll see that there are some informational items. Information item A is very good news. Our income tax receipts jumped substantially during the month of November. They've gone from below 1% to now above 1.3%. So that's very good news. And that's quite a jump for the 11th month to be able to make that happen. We still have this month, and we'll find out where we're at. Also, I bring your attention to information item D, which Mrs. Brining is going to report to you on.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is the decision of the Division of Liquor Control on the objection that you authorized and that we filed for the liquor permit at the CBS at the corner of King and Sylvania. Our objection was overruled, so we do have 30 days within which to appeal this decision, which the 30 days would be up January 5th. 2014, or 15 rather, but I just wanted to bring your attention that we were unsuccessful in our objection to their liquor permit.
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Mr. Haynum.
Yeah, I want to thank the law director. I know this was a difficult proceeding to prosecute. I appreciate her effort on this, and under the circumstances at this point, I wouldn't see any reason to file an appeal unless the law director felt strongly otherwise. I hope CBS is successful in its new location, because we certainly don't want that building vacant. And I hope they do well.
The administration concurs with you. Thank you, Mr. Haynum. Okay, if there's no further business for 2014, is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council is adjourned until our next meeting, which is scheduled for Monday, January 5th, 2015, at 7:30 p.m. in these chambers. Thank you all.